invite Taylor to come and join with me. Taylor is a student at Faithful Shepherd. I want you all to imagine a moment. I want you to imagine that Taylor has just read the words that Jesus spoke from that scroll. She just read those to us. And then she said, "This scripture is fulfilled this very day in me. This scripture is fulfilled this very day in me." What would be your reaction? That's pretty cool. That's pretty awesome. It's kind of a neat thing that Father Tim is doing. It's kind of cute, but it's probably not reality, because weren't those the words that Jesus said? Weren't those about him? Okay, you can go sit. Thank you. Yeah, the reality is that they were about Jesus. But they were about Taylor. They were about you. They were about me. Because the reality is that those words begin the same way for you and me as they did for Jesus. That you and I are anointed. That the Spirit of the Lord is upon us. And that it is you and I who are to live and proclaim those words that we just heard of the gospel in our daily life and by our action. Because you and I believe, as Paul said, we are the body of Christ. And each and every one of us have a part as that body of Christ. And each and every one of us are called every day to live that part in some particular way. Because what Paul is saying and what Jesus is saying to us by being anointed in the Spirit upon us is that we are of value. We are each a valuable person. That each and every one of us are to have that particular part that the Lord needs us to do every day. To make that real and to live that and to proclaim that just as Taylor does, just as you do, and just as I do. Because that word of God that you and I have been given transforms the lives of other people. That word of God transforms us each day of our lives. And that word that we live and we act every day transforms the lives of people. It can be that compassion that we bring to the person who is grieving, who is confused, who is lonely. It can be that word that we live out when we have the courage to go to the person that we have hurt and ask for their forgiveness. It is also the way that you and I encourage the person who is captive by low self-esteem to know of the importance of who they are. It is also the way that you and I reach out to those who are poor, who do not have the significant life-giving things in life, and we can meet that need. We become that living word of God, that living word of the scripture that we just heard that's fulfilled in you and me. But that word also touches our life personally. It touches us in the everyday things that we live through in our life. It becomes the glad tidings in our life when we're looking for hope because things seem to be so hopeless. It can be that which frees us. It frees us from the heaviness that sometimes is in our life. And it can take that and not totally remove it, but help us to live with it. It can give us the sight to see clearly that we are respected, that as individuals, we are loved. And then, yes, it is that not year of favor from the Lord, but it can be that moment. It can be that day. It can be that week. When we know that we are unconditionally loved by our God, it is those words that we just heard that were Jesus' mission. It was what he said, this is what I'm going to be about. This is what I want to teach you. And then as Paul reminds us, is the body of Christ. Today, you and I need to fulfill that. Fulfill that in each of us. And we do it as a community of faith. We do it as a family. We do it within our schools and our workplaces. We fulfill that word. So for our prayer this week, where will it be that this week there will be that opportunity to fulfill that gospel that we just heard? How will we fulfill it in someone's life? And then where in our personal life is that thing that we're dealing with, that we need the Lord to let us know that the Lord is right there to be that for us, and that he will fulfill the promise that he made, is you and I will fulfill it. Let's pray with that as we go into the week.